However, some of these studies have made it through the cracks. In 1993, a NASA probe detected ionized helium and extreme ultraviolet radiation in the local interstellar medium for the first time. This led astronomers to realize that the hot ionized gas of the local interstellar medium extends much farther than previously thought. In 2000, ESA and NASA reported steady increases in the density and temperature of helium in the outer areas of the sun's magnetic field. One scientist said, "It's not yet clear that the source of the helium is from the local interstellar medium, but we've done everything we can to remove sources within the sun's own magnetic field, and the density's still going up." He goes on to say, "A continued elevation would raise interesting questions about what's going on immediately outside our sun's sphere of influence." By 2003, the Ulysses probe measured dust in the interstellar medium at a factor of 4 to 5 larger, i.e., 400 to 500% more dust than what had previously been seen in ground-based observations, leading NASA JPL to suggest that there may be an enhancement of interstellar dust in the local interstellar medium. As of August 2003, an ESA and NASA experiment called DUST, launched with the Ulysses satellite in 1990, discovered that 300% more galactic dust streamed into the solar system between 2000 and 2003 than occurred throughout all of the 1990s. In 2009, NASA made a startling announcement about these ongoing changes in the local fluff outside our solar system. "The solar system is passing through an interstellar cloud that physics says should not exist. Using data from Voyager, we have discovered a strong magnetic field just outside the solar system. It is much more strongly magnetized than anyone had previously suspected, between 4 and 5 microgauss." NASA scientist Richard Muwalt announced that, in 2009, galactic cosmic ray intensities from outside the solar system have increased 19% beyond anything we've seen in the past 50 years. The increase is significant. In 2008, NASA announced that the sun's magnetic field, which extends well beyond Pluto's orbit, had shrunk by 25% in the last decade and was now at its lowest level since the beginning of the space race 50 years ago. NASA scientists were baffled by this, but if we are moving into a zone of higher pressure in the local interstellar medium, this could obviously compress the sun's magnetic field. Lastly, although scientists think it is purely coincidental, not part of any natural law, all the energy and dust clouds in the local interstellar medium are expanding outwardly, away from the center of the galaxy. For an observer at the sun, the interstellar wind seems to flow out from the central part of the galaxy, the Sagittarius area. This incoming energy does appear to have bioactive properties. In 2007, scientists from Arizona State University announced that Salmonella bacteria became 300% stronger after being flown in NASA's space shuttle Atlantis. Fully 167 different genes changed, making it 3 times more likely to cause disease. In 2008, it was announced that the Chinese were growing fruits and vegetables that were massive in size, such as 21-pound tomatoes, simply by flying the seeds through space first. Dr. James Spottiswood found that the Earth's alignment with the galaxy could create up to a 450% increase in psychic accuracy each day, within 1 hour of 13 hours 30 minutes local sidereal time, and the effect held true over 20 years worth of trials. The Darwinian model of evolution has been proven incorrect at every turn. What the fossil record shows is sudden, spontaneous changes from one form to another, like simple shellfish with external skeletons into complex bony fish with internal skeletons. No transitional fossils have been found for this and many other similar examples, like the transition from finned to limbed creatures. Furthermore, Drs. David Raup and John Sepkoski have discovered that these mass evolution events occur like clockwork every 26 million years in the fossil record, while Mueller and Rode found a 62 million year cycle. This appears to be caused by geometric forces in the galaxy, as we said. How could the simple presence of a higher frequency of galactic energy affect DNA? As we said in Chapter 10, Dr. Peter Garyayev was able to completely transform a frog embryo into a salamander embryo, causing a complete, fast-processing mutation without conventional gene splicing of any kind, using nothing more than a laser beam. In Garyayev's experiment, all that was required to transform DNA was a sufficient source of energy. In this case, a laser light. Now, in our entire solar system, a similarly great source of energy appears to be streaming in from the galaxy's own natural energy fields. It may be actively transforming Earth, the Sun, the planets, and their moons. Since we are living on the Earth, we might also be feeling the effects of this transformation through a transformation of consciousness as well as biology and physical matter. Dr. John Hawkes revealed genetic proof that human evolution is now moving 100 times faster than it was 5,000 years ago, with fully 7% of our genetic material having transformed during this time, and the rate is continually accelerating.